When the General Assembly approved a plan to generate new transportation funding for the Commonwealth, they included several items suggested by Governor McDonnell. Senator Adam Eben told NBC 12 in Richmond that one of those ideas needs to be jettisoned.
Well, it's not just me, it's the public. People are angry about this tax. So we're hoping that there'll be enough of a public outcry for the governor to realize what he's doing is punitive.
Eben is talking about a $100 annual fee on alternative fuel and hybrid vehicles. Lots of other people are talking about it too, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This $100 tariff is creating an opportunity for Jim Nolan, a reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, to turn a pretty clever phrase. He said this tariff is going over like an unleaded balloon.
The idea was that cars that don't use gas are not paying the tax that supports road maintenance. The administration wanted to make sure those owners paid their way.
When they looked at it and saw how many alternative fuel vehicles there are on the road today, there's very few, but there are quite a few hybrid cars. So the hybrids kind of got swept up in this, I believe. This $100 tariff would raise more than $67 million, it's believed, between 2014 and 2018. But this has not gone over well with hybrid owners. Nolan pointed out that some of these vehicles get only marginally better gas mileage from a similar size conventional car.
So they're not only paying the gas tax, they're paying it plus $100.
There was a Prius owner named Joseph Messersmith from Hanover County who did a little math, put together a spreadsheet, and figured that based on the current retail tax of 17.5 cents per gallon, he figured that someone could drive a gas guzzler 8,000 miles and get 10 miles per gallon and still pay less than the $100 a year. Others were, outraged that people are trying to be green are now going to be penalized when they felt like they were doing the right thing for the right reasons.
And now they're asking the governor to veto his own idea. Stay tuned. Another popular story, David, was about a retirement in the assembly.
The story was written by Julian Walker. He's a reporter with the Virginian Pilot who has headlines saying goodbye is tough for everyone but Tata. Tata being Bob Tata, a Virginia Beach Republican. He's been around the legislature for about 30 years, and he chose to retire finally at the age of 83.
His nickname, I guess, tells us what we need to know about what his colleagues in Richmond think of him. They call him Coach, and he was a high school football coach and teacher, and among other things, he's known for bucking the tourism industry in his hometown and opposing the King's Dominion Law, which prevented schools in Virginia from opening before Labor Day.
And he also stood against what's known as the Tebow Bill, which would allow homeschool kids to play for public school teams at schools which they don't attend. So he was a true man to his former calling on these issues.
He leaves having spent more than a third of his 83 years in the General Assembly. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. If you go to vpap.org, you can read the daily collection of newspaper reporting on politics and government from around the state by clicking the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.